A word for you from Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 21. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not set your desire on your neighbor's house or land, his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. We're speaking today about covetousness. Another word for it is greed. And we find that this is a constant refrain through the whole Bible. It uses different words for it. In Corinthians, Paul warns the believers there not to even eat with a person who calls himself a Christian, but is a drunkard, is sexually immoral, or is greedy. I've often wondered why greed should be so important and listed with adultery. Surely it's not that important. But it's not only greed about food, as we've read now in the very last of the Ten Commandments. It starts by saying, you shall not kill, etc. You shall have no other gods before me. But right at the end, it goes even further. You are not to desire, you are not to be greedy for your neighbor's wife, for his house or land, etc. Now, there's a fundamental problem with our fallen hearts, and that is that we are greedy for more. And you'll find that men of God through history have written about this so much. For instance, one William Willimon writes in his book Sinning Like a Christian, where he says, if I were to make a list of deadly sins, greed would be at the top of my list. Maybe this is just personal, or maybe it is the result of living in this society. Greed has a way of turning everything that's gold into dross. Another man of God says, greed turns love into lust, leisure into sloth, hunger into gluttony, honor into pride, righteous indignation into anger, and admiration into envy. If it weren't for greed, we would suffer fewer of the other vices. And so God warns right from the beginning, his own people, his chosen Israel, that they are not to desire these things, because once desire is settled into the heart and is allowed to exist and not killed right from the very beginning, it will become an action. And that is why it becomes the source of all other sins.